This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. On the third night of the Republican National Convention, Vice President Mike Pence accepted the party's nomination for a second term. Republicans opened up the night with an aggressive defense of law enforcement. That message comes as the nation faces renewed tensions following the police shooting of a black man in Wisconsin that sparked three nights of protest in a state that could decide the fall election. U.S. President Trump officially accepts the party's nomination Thursday night. Democrats formally nominated former Vice President Joe Biden and U.S. Senator Kamala Harris last week. A white 17-year-old police admirer has been arrested after the killing of the two people during the third night of protests in Kenosha, Wisconsin, over the police shooting of a black man, Jacob Blake. Kyle Rittenhouse of Illinois was taken into custody Wednesday in Illinois on suspicion of first-degree intentional homicide. It's in Antioch, which is about 15 miles from Kenosha. Two people were killed Tuesday night in an attack carried out by a young white man who was caught on cell phone video opening fire in the middle of the street with a semi-automatic rifle. The U.S. State Department, or I should say Department of Justice, says the officer who shot Blake is a 7-year veteran of the Kenosha Police Department. While all of this is happening, forecasters are keeping an eye on Hurricane Laura, which has strengthened into a menacing Category 4 storm. Its power is raising fears of a 20-foot storm surge that forecasters say would be unsurvivable and capable of sinking entire communities on the Texas and Louisiana coast. Authorities implored coastal residents to evacuate, but not everyone did. The storm grew nearly 87% in power in just 24 hours to reach a Category 3 status, and it continued to draw energy from the warm Gulf of Mexico water.